It is Election Day. Election Day will come up even in this conversation. We're not going to talk issues necessarily with Chris McClain, Mac from Mac and Bone Mornings, WFNZ in Charlotte. I will talk with them tomorrow at 9 o'clock thereabouts whenever the phone rings and I answer it. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I am curious because it is it's a day of exit polling, if you will. What would be the exit polling, favorable or unfavorable, on Frank Reich?
It's a fascinating question. By the way, what's up, brother? I figured you had to hear my voice. You couldn't make it a full week.
I miss you. I miss you. When they hang up on me, Wednesday at whatever time that is, I miss you guys immediately.
You are the one. You are the one guest that doesn't say, thank God I'm done with that conversation.
I don't know.
I mean, listen, I don't even think there's much favorable right now about Frank Reich. I think it's like 60% unfavorable and 40% like, I guess I'll be patient. I haven't seen anything yet, but I guess it's only 8 games. I guess I'll shut up. Like, I'm not even sure, like, because I like the Frank Reich hire. I mean, and we've talked about this, you know, either on your show or ours. Like,
yeah.
I really wanted Steve Wilks to get the job. I really love the way he kind of galvanized that locker room last year. He seems to be the quote-unquote leader of men, and he didn't get the job, and I was bummed for him. But yeah. I understood why Reich got the job, right? It sounded good in theory, a former quarterback, an offensive guy, although that sounds kind of funny now that we've seen the offense play. But, you know, I understood it, and I kind of liked it, and I loved the offensive staff they put together. We called it the all-star staff. Yeah. I don't know how many times we said that. That also sounds funny now. But it really is. It is not good that his side of the ball, the reason he was here, was to work with Bryce and the offense. And for this offense to look this damn bad, it's hard for, like, I'm not giving him a favorable vote, but I guess I'm giving him, hey, I'll give him more time kind of vote.
You're undecided, and that's fair. Yeah, we have favorable, undecided, and unfavorable. I'm going to ask you to predict two other exit polls in a minute, but before we let you go. Here's the thing about when I watch the game Sunday, I get two things can be true at the same time. Bryce Young could have played his worst game as a pro. I don't think he'll ever play a game even remotely close to as bad as it was on Sunday. He was incredibly inaccurate on the three interceptions. I mean, they were totally avoidable. I mean, all three, the receivers were open. He made horrible throws on all three. I've never seen two pick sixes on screen passes in the same game before, ever. But I think that there is culpability on the way they run their offense that puts Bryce into situations that he is not yet capable of extricating himself. I mean, he was under duress on both screen passes. I mean, that is ridiculous. And I just think that they are not. I'd rather see him throw 12 interceptions by throwing the ball down the field than the way they are running their offense right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you for feeling that way. It's frustrating. I mean, it feels like, and that's the thing, too. Without the deep threat, without the big play threats, you know how it is, Adam. Every drive has to be a 15-play, 72-yard drive. And it's like there's more room for error. There's going to be a sack. There's going to be a penalty. Man. There's going to be a turnover. Like, you got to be almost perfect on these long drives. So, yes, they need to get that in somehow, some way. I am so disappointed in DJ Chark. I mean, the game, you know, and on the road games, I mean, you can't see it. You're watching on TV. You can't necessarily see the patterns develop. But at those home games, when I can watch and see, okay, is there really anybody open? Man, there's nobody open on so many of these plays.
Right.
And then when nobody's open, well, that the offensive line had to hold up for more than 2.5 seconds. They're screwed, too. So I do think Bryce is in a hard spot. I'm with you 100% on that. I was really disappointed in him, though. I'm going into my dad mode here. This is something I would say to my kids. I'm not mad at you, Brycey, but I'm disappointed. Because, yes, he was put under duress over and over again from the jump in that game, right? From like the first pass play. There was poor Icky again. Get beat again. And here it is for Bryce. He's got to get rid of the ball. But the way he handled the pressure, like, on that the second one, like that screen to Sanders, just dirt that ball, man. Throw that thing into the turf and live the fight another day. It's just you were in field goal range at that point, and you could have cut to a one score game with a field goal, and it was second down. Like, so I was disappointed. As smart as he is, the way he just kind of, oh, here comes the pressure, let me chuck it out there. Oh crap. You know, but yes, he is being put in bad situation. And Frank Reich's even acknowledged that numerous times. We put him in this bad situation, that bad situation.
Chris McClain, Mac and Bone in the Morning, WFNZ in Charlotte, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. When I look at them, you know, it's funny. I go back a few weeks and I say you can learn something from what the Jets did in this particular game, because there was a game, and I didn't see a single snap of last night's Monday Night Football game, not one. I just know that the Jets did Jets things and refused to play offense. But there was a game not that long ago where the Jets said, you know what? We can't win this way. We have to let Zach Wilson throw the ball, and we have to let him throw it down the field. I just see so little of that, and I know they don't have anybody that can get down the field because DJ Chark is allergic to getting open, but they did get Hayden Hurst down the field. So with some play design, there should be some opportunities, even if they're 15 yards down the field. You don't need 3 seconds to complete a ball 15 yards down the field. And they just don't seem to be willing to make the defense cover the entire field. How many times? I didn't keep track of this. You might have. That would be great if you did. Then we'd have the answer to this question. How many times did you see on 3rd and 10... a 2-yard pattern to Adam Thielen or to somebody else that has no chance, zero chance.
What's that accomplishing?
Right. At that point, I'd rather you run the ball.
Absolutely. I don't blame you for feeling that way at all. And I, like, how often do guys get schemed open? Like, I think we're all acknowledging that this is not, like, if you look at the next gen stats, Adam, and we have all season, I've looked at this. I mean, there you are, that group of receivers are all below average, right, in terms of separation. But, like, how many times? The Hurst play had happened, but how many times does a guy get schemed open? And this is something Coach Reich said himself. When they had the 6 sacks allowed a couple weeks ago, and it's all running together because it feels like they're giving up, it's 4, 5, or 6 every week, right? Just take a pick. But the one where it was 6, I think, ironically, in the win, you know, Coach Reich talked about it and brought up that the coaches are culpable, too. That it's not just on the receivers, Bryce, and the O-line. He says, we have to come up with route combinations and play designs that get these guys open. He's admitted it. So it's frustrating. I swear, I think that's like the only play I noticed that. The whole game. Like, I think you see like 1 or 2 times a game, you're like, oh, man, that play design, they schemed him open. You know, it doesn't happen enough. So that's another thing, too. And for this offensive coaching staff, and again, man, if you could go back, Adam, and hear all the stuff that me and Bone were saying so hyped up in the summer about this team and the all-star offensive coaching staff, I'm just so disappointed in that. There's the word again. Man, I'm in dad mode, aren't I? It's such a bummer because I really believed that they had this staff full of great offensive minds and a support system for Bryce. And it's just everybody's at fault on that whole offense, you know?
Here's what I wonder. And, you know, Thomas Brown comes from a modern style of offense, right? Yep. So, but I do wonder if there's too much old school. Frank Reich, we could talk about it all day long. Frank Reich, you know, his day, his career as a quarterback was spent, you know, in the 90s. And I know he was on Philadelphia's staff, but he was not on this Philadelphia staff, which is a little bit more of a modern twist on an offense. Jim Caldwell, who I love as an offensive analyst, assistant, special assistant, whatever it is, also is kind of an old school guy. Although, an incredibly smart football coach. I just wonder if there's not enough modern on this particular staff. This is not a criticism. It's just I don't know. I am not that guy to tell you that they're not doing this or that. I just know that they look anemic all the time. And I also am wondering, is Ike Ekwonu a tackle or a guard?
Yeah, we've been talking about that same thing. And I mean, hey, There's no, you could easily see him if he ends up at guard being like damn good at it. Hell, how many of the scouts did you hear when he was coming out that said, I'm not going to say it was the majority, but there were plenty that said, nah, I prefer him at guard, you know?
Yep.
And so if that ends up being the case, great, but dang, that sixth pick. That sixth
right.
pick, I don't think we wanted to use on a left guard. So that's killer if it doesn't work out. It's no shame for him personally, but damn, it hurts the team if they can't get him to play left tackle. As far as the modern thing, I think that's interesting. I also wonder, too, they're trying to mesh two schemes. And this is another thing, Adam, that during the offseason, my Panther homer self thought sounded great. Oh, man, Frank Reich is open-minded. He brought in Thomas Brown. They are mixing the two schemes together. They're going to take the best parts of both. And I just wonder, does that take longer? You know what I mean? Like, do you mm-hmm. have to find that fine balance between the two? Where most times it's one scheme, right? It's either the OC scheme if you have a defensive head coach, or if it's an offensive head coach, he puts it in scheme. Are they trying to balance these two things together? And the result is just this absolute ugliness? I don't know if that's part of it, too. I mean, I don't know, man. There's really not much good on the offense where I could say, hey, keep that. You know, it's just... Oh, God.
And the defense has been good.
It's amazing. I thought Bryce was playing better, too, the last 4 weeks. That's why it's such a shame they looked that bad the other day. But, yeah, the defense, I think that's one thing we can all say, is that Jiro Averro can't coach, man. Like, for all those injuries and all those guys have gone out, and, of course, now Burns is out and Henderson's out, too. It's getting even worse this week. Chandler Wooten is on IR. But, like, for him to have this team eighth in total defense in yards per game, it's absolutely insane what Averro's been able to do, man. It really is.
No question. Well, I mean, it's also, it helps if you keep throwing pick sixes, the other team's offense never takes the field.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Bryce might be helping them pad their yards per game numbers. That's a fair point.
All right, final thing. On the bright side is that if you keep losing, then you pick earlier in the Don't. That's right. They don't have their first round pick. How much is that affecting everybody's mood that with all the problems, they can't really correct them at the top of this draft, which is why I thought the trade deadline was such a missed opportunity?
It's affecting so many moods, man. I mean, and then this week with the Bear game on Thursday night.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we're forced to think about that. We're going to watch DJ Moore play for another team. And then the Bears fans openly, like, they could beat us on the field and then celebrate that our draft pick continues to look like it's going to be the first pick for them. I mean, it sucks, man. We've already started to notice that normally, Adam, on November 7th, normally in Charlotte, we go into NFL draft preview mode at this time of season.
Really?
All right. We can't even do that now unless we can find these draft gurus that are ready to focus on pick 33. I mean, so it's already ruining our draft talk, which we are way too fond of here in Charlotte. It sucks, man. It's just, I mean, man, it is really hard to find any reason for hope. The only thing I got, Adam, is when your producer, Victoria, comes to Charlotte to go to the Panther game, that we apparently play well and win. Other than that, if I can't find a way to get her tickets and pay for her travel to Charlotte every week, I think we're screwed. I got no other answers.
One for one. So she is ready. She is ready for the next one.
I'm there.
Ready for the next one. She has a bag packed at all times.
David Tepper ought to cover all your costs, man, for God's sake. This is important.
I need you to say that a little louder in Charlotte, Chris.
Chris McClain, Mac and Bone in the mornings, WFNZ in Charlotte. I'll talk to you guys in a few hours.
All right, man. Sounds good.